You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Where is this wedding?
Alex.
I'm going to gate crash. You know when they say, does anyone know anything, any reason that they shouldn't be together?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, me! Because Becky and I love each other! And then I'll start crying and I'm going to take a shit on the altar. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, episode 47. We're approaching half a ton.
I got last week wrong.
Oh, yeah.
46 is not McCann's number, it's 64.
Oh, yeah.
Got there the wrong way around. Yeah. Sorry.
Did he chase you up?
Bro? No, I just clocked when I got home. I was like,
Did you see him at the dentist? And he was like, actually, this looked more
normal. No, he doesn't go to the dentist, he goes to the hygienist.
Oh, in actually. Turkey. Turkey yeah. Teeth.
No. Can't go to Turkey.
What?
The poor quality.
Turkey. Oh, really?
Did you know if you get your teeth done in Turkey, yeah. then dentists in the UK won't touch teeth?
Really?
Yeah, because they're poor quality.
Oh, how about you just don't tell them and you just say, I've got shit teeth?
The way I say it,
yeah.
People get their teeth done cheaply in Turkey.
Yeah.
Would you get your eyes done cheaply?
They do.
What, your eyes?
They get cheap laser eye surgery as well.
Would you get cheap laser eye surgery? I wouldn't.
Mm.
Speaking of which, I've actually been thinking about getting laser eye surgery.
Really?
Yeah, because I wear contact lenses every day.
Yeah.
And without them, I can't drive.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really? Well, you can't drive full stop.
I was waiting for that. That's why there was a pause.
He must not have been wearing them for the last 2 years.
And I still crash less than Alex, but...
No, I get crashed into. We've established this.
What about Rory's car?
Yeah, poor parking. Poor parking in the car park. You should never park your car in the middle.
As we established, wasn't even my parking. It was Taylor's.
Your car?
Ferrari.
What?
Ferrari. It.
No.
There's video evidence of that.
No, that was just for the video. That was scripted, man.
We established the other day
that
if you hadn't have crashed into that toolbox,
you
would have gone through the breeze block wall at the other end of the unit. And on the other side of that wall is a horse in a stable.
Yeah, I would have. We would have had free glue for life.
So your stallion would have killed a stallion.
Oh, I was going to say, that would have been a different emblem on the boot then.
Yeah. But so I've been thinking about laser eye surgery.
Okay. Well, you should maybe do it. Should we do like a £500 cheap laser eye surgery challenge?
What, where we go to Turkey?
We go to Turkey. We try and swap laser eye surgery for a car.
Taylor, your episode's first.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need laser eye surgery, though.
No, I'm all right.
Mine have been improving.
Have they?
Yeah. I just squint more and it just focuses everything.
Oh, okay.
I've got very focal eyeballs.
Mm.
Anyway, hello, everybody. And a massive hello to the people who have written in at the email. I'm not going to test you. Don't worry. But if I was, what would you say?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
So hello to John Reese, losing his mind, changing his Defender clutch. Scott Colehart at an MOT center waiting for the news on his 105,000-mile Lexus IS250. David Kennedy shouting out his mate Alan driving in convoy from Amsterdam. Lucas Dadswell getting ready to go on holiday with Lad's annual holiday. Jamie in Dorset listening while cutting golf course fairways in the fog. Leo Villacourt from San Francisco. Daniel Powell driving a shitbox to Hungary with his friend Roland to his wedding because he suffers from anxiety and panic attacks while flying. Maybe I should get in the van, in the car.
Is that why you don't fly anywhere?
Why? Because I have crippling anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why Alex has to get drunk before he flies anywhere.
I do genuinely get pissed. Yeah. And if there's any prescription drugs, I am taking them.
So on the way to SEMA, if you see Alex and he's stumbling around in a plane, tell me why.
Yeah. Prescription drugs. Yeah. And Rory's mum, Jackie.
You're right, mum.
What's Jackie been up to?
Not much.
Is she still listening to the podcast?
She is, yeah.
Genuinely.
And she said to tell you off to say that she doesn't need no man, so stop trying to pimp her out.
It's not for you, Jackie. It's for Rory. He needs a fatherly figure in his life. He needs another one. He's got one, but he needs another one. It's going to give him better advice.
Okay.
All right? Because he's giving you poor car advice.
There's nothing wrong with my car history.
I cannot wait until you sell that Defender and then you are over the £100,000 threshold.
I'm never selling that car.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah, and not bad.
What was the threshold up to? You were 90. Was it 90 bang on or 90 something?
I don't know. We'd lose count after
we
that.
We need to work out how much you've lost on the Z4.
Oh.
Have you lost anything on
Z4? Not at all.
Really?
No.
Okay. That's disappointing.
That is very disappointing. Were you hoping to get it up by another grand?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, a couple of grand.
Yeah.
We'll have to do him over on something else.
Oh, we will do. Right, before we get into what we've all been up to, obviously a shout out to Holy, who have been supporting not only us, but the Auto Alex Multiverse. We've got all the gear and we've got Top Dead Center. Edwin is literally obsessed. And we genuinely love Holy too, because Holy's super low calorie alternative to unhealthy and expensive energy drinks. And that's because Holy ditches taurine, sugar, and anything artificial in favor of 100% natural fruit flavors to give you a great tasting and healthy energy kick. I'm still very, very sleep deprived. Little Brenda.
We can tell.
She's getting worse. She's literally like just screaming. Because I'm sleep deprived, I need a caffeine hit. Mm-hmm. All right. So I've been making use of Holy's energy sachets.
Okay?
You can do at home. I am going to try out for the first time Apple Alligator while I'm dispensing my Apple Alligator into my free Holy 500ml shaker, which you can get with a starter pack. Taylor, I have already put a sachet in your shaker there. I would like you to have a little sip and then tell me what flavor you think it is.
Oh, that is really tasty.
What are we saying? Flavor. What's the first fruit that comes into your mind?
That is strawberry. That is really, really nice. Yeah, I like that. Very, very tasty. Yeah, that is lovely.
I'm going to have a little bit of the Apple Alligator.
Mm. What flavor should that taste like?
Alligator.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to try some apple? That's actually genuinely very nice. So as I was saying, if Holy is something that you think that you could benefit from, get yourself a starter set and use code ALEXPOD5 for £5 discount on your first order. And then when you want to reorder, which you will, you'll also get 10% off your order using the code ALEXPOD10. And then you can kind of up your Holy order to these bigger boxes. And then you get these very fancy drinks as well. So from us, as ever, thank you very much, Holy, for sponsoring this episode. We genuinely love you guys. Right, let's move it on to, let's go to what we've been up to.
Okay.
Shall we do that first?
Yes.
Rory, are you roaring to go? What have you been up to, Mr. Rory? Always thinking.
I'm in the process. There was an Aston Martin Vantage.
Oh no!
Oh,
it's listed on collecting cars, and it ends tonight at 7:30.
Oh my god!
Did you mention the one that we went to look at yet? Has
I
that
don't
been
think
discussed?
I did. No. So we went to look at one in a dealership actually around the corner from us. It was really convenient where it was, and I genuinely wanted to buy it. But the owner was just asking a bit too much money for it.
He's greedy.
He was, yeah. There was no evidence of a clutch, and those things suffer massively from a clutch.
Especially
and it was
if Alex drives it.
I think it was at 70,000 miles. So I couldn't justify it. And this one that is on collecting cars has had a clutch done.
Oh.
But also, I got absolutely...
Shit-faced.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, I just I got embarrassed the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I was looking. I've been telling everyone I'm going to buy an Aston Martin Vantage.
Oh, you were made a fool of.
And Edwin's friend Will just came along.
Yep.
And he goes, oh yeah, I've always fancied one of them too.
Yep.
And he's like, oh yeah, I was thinking maybe in the next 3-4 months I might go. Anyway, Edwin goes, oh, well, there's one on Bonhams here. It's got 4 minutes left on the auction. Do you want to bid on it? And then he was like, and then he went, yeah. And he bid on it and won it.
He won, yeah.
And then collected it up later that evening.
Talk
right
about
in front of me.
Rub it in your face.
He stole it away from me.
You should have seen Rory's one remaining bollock receded into his body. He has no balls left. Do you know the funniest thing? When he bid it and he won it.
Oh, he was shitting himself.
Yeah, but we were also saying, you won't sell that to Rory for 27 grand. He was like, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
And he got it for £21,000. Yeah. And it's only got 50k miles.
Yeah. So you missed out on the one at the local dealership.
Yeah.
Will made you look like a mug.
Yeah.
What's happening tonight?
We're going to bid on this one on collecting cars, and I'm getting it no matter what, I've decided.
Oh, it's a good job that the podcast isn't coming out today, is it? And the owner hears that, because then he could like fake bid it up.
No, he's not going to.
Do you know what? I've been in the market for an Aston Martin V8.
Do you know what? So have I.
No.
I've actually seen one collecting cars.
Yeah, so have
recently.
I. Yeah. I've been eyeing it up, and I've got a collecting cars account as well.
Have you? Yeah.
So I've just
got loads of money to burn for no reason.
That's a good job, because on the collecting cars account, I registered the company card, so it's all right.
I actually wouldn't put it past you. I genuinely would not put it past you.
That is actually quite smart.
No. Okay.
Hey, Rory, can I borrow that login?
You can piss off.
There's a couple of bits on there, but I've been eyeing up.
You're like, C4 Cactus with a tow bar.
No, that wasn't car wow.
That was car wow.
There was a 250 grand Ford GT. I was very tempted. Just buy it now.
Just
buy them all.
Put an offer in of 300. Why not? Why not? What else have you been up to, Rory? Well, hopefully we're going to get that car for you.
Yeah.
Because that is your dream, attainable dream car, isn't it?
Yeah. And kind of, we need to get it because also we need a video.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So Rory's just doing it for the video, for the good of the company.
I'm doing it for a favour, guys.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
No, you don't want it. No. You're forcing yourself to have that car.
It's been forced upon me.
Yeah. Mm. Question, is that a supercar or a sports car?
Supercar.
No, it's not supercar.
It's an Aston Martin. It's a supercar.
No,
it's a supercar. No, it's an Aston Martin. It's a supercar.
Is a DB7 a supercar?
No, that's a classic.
But you just said it's an Aston.
It's a.
Oh my god! It's a sports car at best.
No, it's a classic.
I would agree that a Mark 1 MX5 is more of a supercar than that.
Look, the Vantage is a 2-seater manual V8. Like it's a supercar.
It's actually not that.
It's
super,
actually
though,
a sports car.
No, it's a supercar.
Would you class an Audi R8 like Chris is a supercar?
Yes,
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, I actually would.
I thought that was a sports car.
No, that is
more supercar territory.
Look. It's got a dry sump. It's a supercar.
It's a sports
It's not.
Car.
It's
Sorry.
A supercar.
How much horsepower has it got?
400.
So, does it though?
So, yes.
Does it actually?
The one that I'm bidding on tonight does, yeah.
So has it been modified to have 400 horsepower? No,
nope, that's what it came from factory.
Question. My last E92 M3 had 420 horsepower.
Yeah, exactly.
Was front engined, manual, and rear wheel
drive. Must be a supercar.
Is that a supercar?
Yeah, it must be. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Not, it's two-seater.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
Doesn't matter. Oh, I'll take the rear seats out. Is it a supercar?
No.
Yeah, must be.
No, purely because that car is a version of another car, but just a quick one.
So is the other car a supercar as well?
No, because that car's not a supercar.
Oh, so that's a sports car.
What actually classes a supercar?
I would say a supercar is...
But is there an actual...
Supercar is like mid-engined... Really loud.
No, because you...
Two chairs.
There's loads of
really
things
ridiculous.
That are like supercars that are front engines or...
Look, the long and short of it is, that Aston Martin is not a supercar. It's a GT car. It's a GT car. That's what it is.
I will say it's probably a GT car.
A GT car cannot be a supercar.
Do you know what it is? It's a sporty GT car.
It is sporty GT. Mm. Yeah, there's nothing super about
no.
it.
No.
All right. The definition of a supercar describes an expensive car that's flashy, fast, luxurious, and prestigious.
Have you read this?
I'm sorry. That literally describes an Aston Martin.
It also said fast.
What's it is
top,
fast.
What's the top speed of it?
184 miles an
that's
hour.
That's cute.
You know that's fast. That's fast.
Is my BMW S1000RR a supercar?
It's a superbike? It's a superbike.
It is. It's super.
I reckon all three of our daily drivers will go that fast.
No.
What?
Yeah.
What, my FM?
Yeah.
184.
I reckon so. If you planted it for long enough, I reckon it would.
Your 318D would not do that.
Ah. It's a 320D, to be fair.
It's funny you should say that, because it's D-restricted and it does 170 miles an hour.
No, it. What you're you
That's
think
what it
that
says in the reviews
think that
and
your
online.
320D will do that.
Yep. That's
it
what
will
it
not.
Says
it will not.
That's what it says.
Do you know
online.
What? Why don't we test that?
Let's test that on the Autobahn.
It's got 500 newton meters of torque.
If that car... Right.
Are you about to do something here?
If that car on the dials... What was the top speed you said?
170 miles an hour.
If that car on the dials can do 165, I will give you £500.
Oh!
If it doesn't...
No. I don't like where this is going.
If it doesn't...
I will buy you lunch.
You buy me lunch. I'll do it there. We are shaking hands. 165
what sort of deal
on the
is
dial.
That?
It will not. It won't go above 150.
It will.
It actually won't. It won't. But it won't, though. It actually won't. We'll get into your car in a little bit, because we haven't actually discussed it yet, have we? Rory, anything else?
No, that's about it, really.
Because last week you were like, be working.
I mean,
it's all doom and gloom.
Look, I've taken the Alex approach. Everything will work itself out.
Finally. It's a good way to live, isn't it?
I've taken that approach, and so far, this is
absolutely
probably,
nothing has happened.
Yeah, and but we're probably the closest to actually missing the video that we've ever been. Mm. But so I'm taking.
See,
but,
I go away for 2.5 weeks, and then the company's nearly gone bust.
No.
Yeah.
We had videos, but you
did we?
You didn't like them.
So. What were the videos?
Me and Taylor were going to go to Vietnam and do a once of a lifetime trip. Oh, yeah, that was going to be the best thing that we've ever filmed. And Alex was like, no.
Oh, was it the the 30 grand cruise as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want it.
Yeah. If I'm not there, you're not going without me.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, where are you going without me on Monday? I'm not butthurt about it.
I'm just butthurt about it.
I'm not. No, I wish them well.
You
have a fantastic day. What's going
Benji,
on?
Benji, I so hope you're listening to this. So I'm going to Benji's wedding.
Are you? Who is Benji?
Benji is our editor that we've had for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. I speak to Benji every single day. Yeah. I considered ourselves friends.
I did consider
ourselves friends.
You command Benji every single day.
I command him?
Yeah.
Do I? Okay.
I listen and understand.
I think that's the opposite.
And
go on. Words. Rory, words. Think of some words.
Look
Big
at
words.
That concentration.
Friendship him.
You friendship him. Mm. You friendship him so hard.
So anyway, I'm going to his wedding.
You are.
Alex, what are you doing on Monday?
Not going to Benji's wedding. Because I've not been invited.
What's that say? You know?
It says that he clearly doesn't want celebrity status at his wedding.
Oh, no, he's got Matt Gallagher going, so...
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Matty Gallagher from P1.
Me and Matt are staying in the same hotel, yeah.
Alex is fuming.
Are you taking the piss? Right, where's the wedding? Where is it? Where is this wedding?
Alex.
I'm going to gate crash. You know when they say, does anyone know anything, any reason that they shouldn't be together?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, me! Because Benji and I love each other! Benji, I love you! And then I'll start crying and I'm going to take a shit on the altar. Are they getting married in a church?
No.
I'm going to take a shit in the... Where are they getting married?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I haven't looked.
Alex, I've just thought of our episode for Monday, what we can do.
Gate crash a wedding?
Yeah. I gate crashed an actual wedding.
Yeah, in what? A tank?
A car. We could use Rory's Corsa.
No, let's do a tank challenge.
Yeah, this was all fun and games until I said Matty was going. And then I could see the hurt. The hurt and the rage.
I'm genuinely very happy for everyone. And I hope you have a fantastically rainy day. A what?
No, it's meant to be lovely weather.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think he hasn't invited you because he knows that you'll eat all the sandwiches out of the...
No, it's because he'll crash into all the cars and in the car park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, think of the manoeuvring.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if Taylor was invited and I wasn't? That would send a very, very strong message of disregard and hatred towards...
That'd be awkward.
You know...
Oh, by the way, I'm not free on Monday.
Actually, I've just remembered who else he invited.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
not be anyone else from the Auto Alex multiverse.
I don't think he can make it, but he was invited.
You don't think he can make it?
Yeah.
So someone that he's invited can't be bothered to go, and I don't even get the invite.
Yeah, no. It's someone close to you. You know him very well.
Uh-huh.
Mr.
Beast.
No. Tom. Lenthal.
Now you are taking the piss. Now you are taking the piss. You are taking the piss now. Oi, look at me. Look at me.
Oi.
Look at me. You are taking the piss. I will phone Tom right now and I will... You are taking the piss, aren't you?
No.
He wasn't invited. He can't have been invited.
No. You didn't invite Tom Lenthal.
I don't care about today.
Tom and Benji have been... You know, they go back a long time.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, a few months?
Yeah.
He's been on one shoot with him.
Yeah. But he had a great time.
When's Benji back?
It doesn't sound like he's coming back.
No, yeah. The answer is never. Right, I'm going to start editing. How difficult is it? Just pictures in a timeline and you just move them about a little bit. Bit of music here and there.
Can't believe you're not coming on Monday.
Shut up! Right, is that you? Is that you done?
Yeah, that's me done.
Taylor, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
I've been accepting wedding invitations.
I have, yeah. It's nice. I'm excited about sandwiches.
How did you get the wedding invitation, by the way? Because, like, could it be that I just haven't seen it?
I got mine in the post.
No, you didn't.
You got yours in the post, didn't you, Rory? Mm.
Yeah, I got mine in post.
Yeah. It came in a nice little envelope with a little bit of wax on it.
He asked me for my...
A bit of wax?
You've
ruined it now, because no one puts a bit of wax on a wedding invitation.
Actually, there is
God, they do. Yes, they
what?
Do. Yeah, I've literally, my last two wedding invites have been with wax stamps.
Also,
it's all the rage these days. Yeah,
those marriages aren't going to last.
I know one person that still uses wax things for the envelopes
When did this become...
I Hate Benji podcast?
No, the Just Married podcast or whatever.
Mag Sharried Annoyed?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that one.
When did it become that?
Yeah.
When Benji didn't invite me to his wedding. That's when. This is personal now. I genuinely thought we were best friends. We talk about motorbikes and editing and where's the video, man? But mostly it's just like friendships.
Right.
And it's like, hurry up with the edit. But, you know, it's... But I'm fine.
You're absolutely fine.
Do you know... And the stag do was great as well.
No, you didn't go to the
Thanks,
stag
Benji.
Do. You actually didn't
Thanks.
Go to the stag do.
Thanks.
You yeah, what do you think we went to Vietnam for? What have I been up to? Well, as we know from the podcast last week, I sold you a car.
You did?
Which happens to be, if you're looking at this with your eyeballs, behind us.
Yeah.
And it
say what you see.
Absolutely fabulous.
It's
I am looking
quite rotten.
At,
we're going to have to renegotiate.
I was say, there,
it's
there is
not. Can we flip a coin?
It's not
renegotiate.
It's fantastic.
Alex, have you actually looked at the arches yet?
It's a little
No.
There.
Not on the other side.
There's one bubble
on the other. Do I have to get up? And
You have a get up and then put your hands underneath the arch on the rear side.
What we're looking at is a stunning.
Wait, let me point in his direction.
Oh my god!
You've sold him a rotter.
Splitting
it's
off.
It's actually not that bad.
It's not terrible.
No, it's actually not.
A bit of filler
bad.
In it will be brand new. But yeah, what I'm looking at is a Barbados green individual.
It's Barbados.
Barbados green.
Yeah,
individual.
German pronunciation. Barbados. Yeah.
Barbados. 840 CI Sport.
4.4.
Absolutely stunning. I cleaned it yesterday. I put some tire shine on it. I just had a thought. You could take this to Benji's wedding on Arno.
Also, which panel is the Barbados green?
All of them.
This one's Barbados green 1. That one's Barbados green 2.
Did that one come out later?
That one's Barbados green 3.
Were they building this in the factory when there was like a slight change of colour? Like it was a Monday to a Tuesday.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
Oh, Jürgen, we are changing the colour code to the 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 1.
So what it is this is a special edition because it's a Barbados green Harlequin edition.
Rust Harlequin
So they sort
edition.
Of changed the shades throughout the panels.
Yeah, okay.
But no, it is, you've got to admit, it's very cool. I love boxy arches.
I love these cars.
They're so good.
I'm over the moon.
And I'm sorry, I don't care what anyone says. I refuse to listen to Edwin or anyone else, but these are the best wheels.
They are great wheels.
The throwing star wheels are amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. But yeah, it's an amazing car. It looks really cool. Obviously, it needs a bit of work, but it wouldn't be ours if it didn't.
I did well Rory, for $5,000.
You did.
And unlike Rory,
it's not sold as seen.
We are funny. Unlike Rory, we are not limp. And go out and buy mint condition cars.
We're not limp. Okay.
We don't go out and buy mint condition cars and then just drive them about and float. We buy cars and we work on them.
Yeah, we do.
And restore them.
Yeah.
Because we're men.
When do I buy mint?
Because we're men. Jesus. And we fix them ourselves.
Yeah, no, we go out and get some parts ourselves.
We get a deal and we go out and we do burnouts.
And then we go to Amsterdam and have a summer roll.
Get a couple of birds.
I'm not having it. When do I buy? I wouldn't have lost $90,000 if I buy cars.
I sent you the advert the other day for a fantastic Aston Martin V8 Vantage.
You should have taken that off.
Low mileage. And it was smashed up.
Just a little bit. Just a little paint.
And a damn crash damage.
The front was missing.
The front was missing. It came with a new one.
It did.
In the advert.
No, it didn't.
And I thought, what a great... episodes. We get it in here. We'll fix it. We'll lose interest.
I could have bought this one that was 15 grand, or for an extra few grand, you could buy one that was a high mileage but with a clean title.
Yeah, but think of the story. No, you've saved it. You've put it back on the road.
It was a double Cat S.
You're a storyteller, though. You're a storyteller, aren't you? Rory isn't. He just likes all singing, all dancing, supercars, and that's him. He's all bravado.
You're just a salmon roll.
Yeah,
that's what you are.
You take that back.
But anyway, what else have I been up to?
Jesus Christ,
I've bought myself a new daily driver.
You have? Okay, this is actually quite exciting.
I really like it. So,
well, it's a 320D.
Look, 320. Rory doesn't like it. I don't care because he's got rubbish taste.
Do you actually not like it?
Guys, it's another BMW.
It is another BMW. Warning. Look, spoiler alert.
It's not that I don't like it. I just think, for the value, the money that he spent on it, he could have got a really nice F11.
Oh yeah, I could have. It's
what would you rather have, that his daily or your daily?
Well, my daily, because I like to do a bits and bobs of towing, and I've got Brenda and stuff like that. However, I will, you know, in your defence, it's a very interesting car. I really like that. I genuinely like it.
Do you?
Yeah. I genuinely like it.
For me, I've said it earlier. F11's too big. I don't like driving about in big cars all the time. I like driving about in a smaller car.
Do you think the F11's a big car, genuinely?
It feels like a bit of a bigger
car. It looks like a big car on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But
it's
not massive.
No.
But I don't need a car that big.
No.
If I need to go and pick loads of stuff up, I've got a big peak. I don't like big cars. I like to nip. I like something that feels a bit nimble that I can sort of chuck about. And that is exactly what I've bought. I bought a car that's mega economical. Mm-hmm. I've done 400 miles in it already.
Oh, yeah.
And I've averaged 50 miles to the gallon.
Have you really?
It is fantastic.
And you drive like your hair's on fire everywhere.
I actually don't. So I have bought is a BMW Alpina D3 bi-turbo.
Is it called a BMW Alpina or is it just an Alpina?
Technically.
It's just an Alpina.
Yeah, well, it's an Alpina D3 bi-turbo. Now,
I drive past one of those every day that I go to work. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Nearby me, actually. Very nearby me.
What kind?
Probably like five, black.
Yeah. Same as mine?
Yeah, same as yours.
Is it a saloon?
It's a saloon. Yeah.
Very nice.
There's a for sale sign in it, actually, £1,500. How much do you pay for yours? It's an 07 plate as well. What's yours?
Mine's a 10 plate.
Oh, is it?
Mine's an LCR, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What's 1500? How much you pay for yours?
It's for nothing, yeah.
How much
a lot.
You pay for yours? Two grand. Okay, yeah.
So I did pay quite a lot for mine.
It's not really for sale, though.
But yeah, no.
You're not going to the wedding, though, on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going in the
Alpina. No, you're actually not, though.
Yeah.
I'm over it, but you're not.
Yeah, I'm going in the
Alpina. Do you want me to phone Benji now? He did actually invite Caitlin.
I can't believe you actually haven't been invited.
Did he? Phone him. I want to hear from the horse's mouth that he invited Taylor and not me.
To be fair, this is Benji, so he probably won't pick up.
Burn. Which is another reason to fire him.
Hello.
Hi, Benji. You're live on the podcast.
Oh, God.
Hi, Benji. How are you?
There's been a topic of debate in the podcast.
Mass debate.
Alex won't let it go.
No, I'm over it. It's fine.
He's got some questions.
I have one question for you.
Yep.
Do you have a new employer because you need to start looking?
No.
Second question. Who else have you invited? Not that I'm butthurt or anything, but have you invited either Tom Lenthal or Taylor Hetherington?
What, to the wedding?
Yeah.
Now think about your answer here, Ben.
No. Yeah, think about it. No, just have you. Yes or no? It's just, you know, we're all friends here. Oh, I thought we were friends.
What was that, sorry, Benji?
You want Benji? You still there, Benji?
I haven't invited.
Yeah! All right, Benji, you're not fired.
But Benji,
yeah.
Have you invited anyone else from the YouTube scene?
Yeah.
Who have you invited? I'm gonna have to get them on the phone.
Matt Tommy.
Oh, you've invited Matt Tommy from P1. No, that's cool. I hope you have a fantastic day, Benji.
I'm sorry.
Can you invite me to the next one?
I think we've lost him.
We've lost him.
We've lost him.
Is he gone?
We've lost him from the employment roster.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
But there you go.
There you go. When are you getting married?
I'd have to propose first.
When are you proposing?
Well,
you're going to Dublin this weekend, aren't you?
I am.
Are you going to do it then?
Dublin.
It'd be quite romantic.
Dublin is just about drinking.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Ellie.
Oh, what, you're just going to get pissed with Ellie?
Yeah.
Oh, is she one of the lads?
Yeah.
Ellie, get rid
boys,
of him.
Boys, boys.
Get rid of him.
No.
Move on. You can do so much better.
No.
Yes. No, she can. You must admit she can.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Taylor. What?
But yeah, Alpina got that. Really, really happy with it. I didn't overpay for it.
I don't think you overpaid.
I got it cheap, but it's more. You can get more car for your money, but I wanted something that's cool, different, unusual.
Yeah.
But still looks really nice. Is economical and nice. So yes, I absolutely love it. What?
I'm just looking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking.
I didn't know if you'd see that.
I'm looking at the podcast script because we have a script, obviously, a very, very loose script. And in the what we've been up to section, you know, there's loose talking points. And in Taylor's one, it says unit leaking. Maybe you want to talk about that in a minute. Yeah. Bought an Alpina as a new daily. And the third one, I'm not going to. Not going to mention, but it says looking for a new. Just made me chuckle. Made me chuckle.
That's good.
Looking for a new daily driver.
No, I've got one of those already. Maybe I'm looking for a new weekend toy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Applications at
podcast@autodiscars.com.
If you would like to be Taylor's weekend toy.
If I get an application, I will piss.
So unit leaking. Is your unit leaking?
Unit, yes.
Oh, shit. Mm. Where's it leaking?
We've had a really bad storm the other day. Speaking of which, actually, my gaff got struck by lightning.
Did it really?
Woke my mum up. It's blown all my tellies up.
Has it really?
It's blown all of my tellies up. I've got to buy my mum 2 new tellies.
Really?
Yeah. Not even joking. It struck the aerial.
That's like a natural disaster. Can you not claim?
Honestly, genuinely,
you better call Sol.
My mum's gutted because she watches loads of telly. She watches all those housey programs and all that.
Home's Under the Hammer. Can't knock it.
Honestly, she loves them all.
Also, Four in a Bed. Have you ever watched Four in a Bed?
No, I don't need to.
Couples,
is this what you do now? To watch daytime TV?
I know. I've always watched Four in a Bed.
Okay,
it's fantastic. Brilliant. Where couples who own like hotels and B&Bs and stuff like that, they compete in a competition, a week-long competition, who has the best hotel or B&B? It's riveting.
I've got a new one for you to watch, by the way.
Oh.
So, obviously we were a fan of maths.
We're a fan of maths? It's only the best thing in the world.
Yeah, so.
Isn't there a new season coming out?
I don't know. Yes, there is.
There is. Yeah, yeah.
And apparently they all leave as well.
What?
Yeah, like straight in the start. It's the first time it's ever happened.
And it's UK as well, isn't it?
No. This is the Australian one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they all leave. Yeah. But anyway. There is Olivia Atwood's bad boyfriend.
Who's Olivia Atwood?
She was an ex-Love Island star, but now she's become like presenter woman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, it's basically they get, I think, eight boyfriends and they trick them into thinking that they're going away to Brozone.
Where's Brozone?
I don't know, it's a made-up thing. They thought they were going on this reality TV show to be like bros and
whatever. Do you want to go to Brozone? Should we go to Brozone?
Sure.
All right.
Turns out it was just their girlfriend stitching them up.
Oh.
So they start off and they do this little thing where they go on a night out and they secretly film them and they're obviously all being like bros and they're cheating and stuff like this.
Oh no.
And they film it. And then next thing you know, they then trick them and they take them to this place and they're like going, actually, you're on Bad Boyfriends and your girlfriends are here. And then they do loads of challenges throughout like the weeks of like how bad they are at boyfriends and whether they can make it up to the girlfriends.
Oh shit.
Honestly, quality bit of
is it really?
Quality.
What channel is it on?
Channel 4.
Channel 4, is it?
Okay. I think it's I think it's Channel 4 or 5.
Is it like an Endemol production?
Or it might be ITV.
Okay, you've literally just named all of the channels.
Look, it's a channel. It's out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you Google it, you can find it.
Yeah. Fantastic. You need to buy your mum 2 new TVs so she can start watching that.
Your mum would love that.
Yeah, I can't believe all the tellies blew up. It struck the aerial, so it came through the signal cable and blew them all up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's
imagine
actually
if you were changing your aerial at that point.
Yeah, that would have been dangerous. Yeah, don't do that.
It's still there. It's still attached to the roof.
Yeah.
I don't know how it hasn't, like, blown it off the roof.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's blown all my tellies up.
Oh, bleeding egg.
And it blew my neighbour's one up.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it. It literally blew it up.
What?
Smoke out of it and everything.
Oh, shit.
Blew it up.
Bloody hell, you need to be careful.
Mm. So yeah.
You need to move out.
I know, yeah.
Imagine if it struck your aerial.
Oh, nightmare, yeah.
It would blow it up.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, not only that, obviously we had this really bad storm and the roof of my new unit, which is basically brand new, building, has leaked quite a lot.
Where?
It's come
everywhere.
Sort of, imagine down the slope. You've got the gutter that goes across.
Yeah.
Like, sort of, it's like a sloped roof.
Yeah.
But then it's like a slope, and then there's like a level, and then another slope.
Okay.
And in the middle, there's a gutter.
Yeah.
And the gutter bowed in the middle, overflowed, and then like went sort of in the roof.
Is there
stuff.
Any damage?
Well, all of his insulation is all saggy now.
Well, oh, shit, not, is it here that?
It's not saggy, but you can see there's watermarks down the walls in places.
Right, yeah, but if you're seeing it in the walls, that means the insulation behind it is
you
wet.
Need to sell
the
it.
The insulation
you need
to is sell wet, it. But yeah. I'm hoping it's not that way.
It's
but
all right, though. That'll stop any fires getting through now.
Yeah, well, yeah,
why don't you start a little fire? Just dry it all out.
You'd probably start an electrical fire.
Oh,
but it's now been sorted out. It has been rectified. They've sorted all the gutter out. They've repositioned it and they've sealed all the roof and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it was a bit annoying because there was quite a lot of water.
That was very irritating.
And, but I was lucky nothing got damaged or blown up. So
that's
fine.
Good. That's good.
But I do have a bit of a bad omen with that unit now. Because I had the fire.
Yeah.
Now a flood. And there was some
you've
other
had,
stuff
you've had
as
wind
well.
As well. You have a lot of wind in there.
Yeah. A lot of wind.
And I don't know. I just earth, wind, don't really love that unit.
Oh.
So. What does this mean?
Well, I might get rid of it at some point.
Really?
Have you been looking on Zoopla for potential new gaffes?
Well, I've been looking at houses.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
I'd get a house instead of a unit. I have found one quite local. And it's
you have got to admit, the price, the value for a house compared to the value for a unit is like night and day.
Because you can live in a house.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, a unit makes sense. To be more money because you can earn money out of it.
Yeah.
And it becomes a business or whatever. But when you're not earning money out of it and it becomes a hobby, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What's the point?
And because you're not buying and selling cars anymore, even though you're still buying.
Oh,
and
no,
selling
he's probably
cars.
He's probably changed his mind this week again, isn't he?
Well, what did you do yesterday?
Well, I bought a car, but it's, look, I bought a car, but it's because I liked it. I didn't buy it to sell it.
You're keeping it.
Well, I'll probably have it for a bit and sell it, but I'll sell it personally.
So you're
that
now,
sounds like being a car dealer.
Look, you're now buy, keep for a bit, then sell.
No, no, you can't.
Is that car dealer?
No, no, no. It's the buy, keep for a bit, then sell model.
Look, you can't.
Completely different, yeah.
You can't
He's carving out a new niche here.
Yeah,
I've never heard anyone do that.
Because usually they buy, keep them, then sell them. Whereas this is keep it for
a bit,
then sell it.
You can't sit there and tell me that you don't buy a car every now and again, have some fun in it and a laugh of it.
No, he doesn't. Then, he just stores it away in a barn and it's never seen again.
I just never drive them.
Right.
Just like I'm going to do with that Rusty 8 series because it's so rotten.
It is absolutely rotten. You've made a terrible purchase.
But I mean, for 1,500 quid.
Oh, it's you can't go wrong.
It?
It's fun, can't go wrong.
Yeah. But yeah.
I've popped that in your account, by the way, that 1,500 quid.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
But,
square.
I thought about getting rid of it and getting a gaff or something like that, but I'm not sure. It's time to come. I need to downsize cars first because I've still got too many cars.
You do need to downsize.
You do.
So I need to sell some more cars. What else? The car that I've bought. So I went on CarWow the other day and there was a Peugeot 205 GTI 1.6, 1600, single overhead cam.
Oh, they're good.
For
sale. They're the ones to have, aren't they? The 1.6.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people say. And it was up for $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, I thought, that's quite nice. 130,000 miles. So it's not low, quite average.
Yeah.
Good condition. Mm-hmm. I think it's black or dark blue. I can't really see from the pictures. But it's got like full leather. It looks really nice. And I thought, I had a couple of them, really like them, great cars. I thought I'll put a cheeky bid on it. I won't win it, but you know, I'll chuck a really low offer in and see what happens. I put an offer in of $4,500, which is 1,500 quid lower than the asking price. And it got accepted on Sunday, but I won it for $4,500, which is quite
for
cheap.
For a 1.6 GTI 205?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
And it's got MOT on it, and it's never had an advisory for rust, ever.
Its
whole life. It's got advisories for other stuff, but not rust.
Are they not galvanized?
Yeah, probably, but they do still go rusty. Yeah, right. And I won it. I thought, like, oh my God, I'm over the moon.
Shit.
So I rung the guy yesterday. No, it's in Cornwall. I rung the guy yesterday and I was like, you know, would it be all right for me to drive it back or do I need to trailer it? I said, when did it last have a cam belt?
When's that stopped you?
Right. I said, oh, brilliant. Like, you know, he said it had a cam belt 2 years ago when I rebuilt the engine. I said, awesome. I said, is it
cool.
Standard engine? He said, no, it's got an MI-16 in it. The engine out of a
405 and 306?
GTI, 1900
there
twin
cam.
There are
a lot of money, those engines, aren't they?
Yes. And it's a really common conversion back in the day. And he's done a high lift cam in it, bigger intake, stuff like that. It's got 180 brake horsepower.
And none of this was in the description?
No. There's
Why would you
picture?
Not put that in the description? Although, would that put people off? You bought it as a 1.6 GTI. I wonder if you said, oh, yeah, it's had an engine change. People would
I suppose that probably is worth
less to most
people. 100%.
100%. Right. Yeah. We had this discussion. I think it would put collectors off.
Yeah.
But it's not a low mileage example, so it doesn't appeal to collectors
anyway. You're a collector
anyway.
Because you're going to be...
Collectors are the ones with the money, though, as well, aren't they, realistically?
Yeah, yes and no.
Taylor.
Because...
Taylor.
What?
They're the ones with the money.
What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
I was just saying that I was going to Benji's wedding.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
why you got to do me like this?
But
I actually forgot about that, and now I'm angry again. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed in her.
No, you are angry.
I'm incandescent with rage.
But so I might go and collect that tonight.
Oh, really?
Excited. Yeah. I'm actually half tempted to leave Big Pete outside, get a lift. I want to drive it back.
Get a lift. Who's going to give you a lift to Cornwall?
I might ring someone. I might get an Uber.
Where is it?
Devon, Plymouth.
Oh, yeah. Plymouth is Devon.
Plymouth, yeah.
Plymouth is a really nice place.
Is it?
No, it's a shithole.
Is it?
Yeah, genuinely.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. But yeah, I might go and get it tonight. I'm really excited.
Okay.
And then I can do loads of burnouts around Reading tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
It's
quite
fun. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, no, a lot other than that. I need to go and buy a couple of tellies, get a mop, buy a new mop, buy a couple of tellies, buy a Peugeot 205 GTI, bought an Alpina, sums up my week.
Fantastic. As for me...
lack of sleep.
Oh yeah, I've been tired, man. I've been real tired. I have. You'll find out next year.
No.
You will?
No.
Yes.
What, Rory? Are you
You're going to babysit?
Oh, babysitting Brenda.
Your child...
No.
No. Brenda Amelia is doing well. She had all her checks done and she's healthy. What?
We got to see her for the first time, actually.
We did. Yeah.
Oh, you
she's
did?
Very cute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we went to Chris's barbecue on Saturday.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we had little Brenda Amelia with us. Rianne Mavav was wearing her in one of those baby wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are really good. You literally just have the child on your chest and they just sleep. It's fantastic.
She's got a lot of hair, isn't she?
She does have a lot of hair.
Like a lot of hair. Yeah.
And very blue eyes.
Very blue eyes.
Babies have blue eyes, I think normally like for the first like few weeks, a couple of months or something, and then they change colour.
No. Oh.
But I think it's only like something, I don't know, like 7% of newborns keep their blue eyes.
Oh, wow.
So she'll probably have green or brown eyes me. Yeah, or red eyes like me.
Right.
Yeah. But no, yeah, she's doing well. She's not sleeping. She shits a lot. She screams a lot.
Still,
but she's very cute.
Projectile pissing?
No, not so much, actually. No, I've not had any of that. But no, she's doing very well. And Rianne is, cracking on. She's doing fantastic. I'm very,
brilliant.
Very impressed. Yeah. But yeah, the sleep thing is just...
Is it starting to get to you?
It's all right. The thing is, right, babies, when they're like at night time, they don't just sleep. They're just there and they're just like... It's literally like living on a farm.
Okay.
And I can't sleep through a farm, but Rianne can sleep on a farm.
Have you not got some ear defenders?
No, I don't. Well, I don't want to be completely cut off just in case Rianne needs me.
Are you a light sleeper?
I'm a very light sleeper, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of this, you might be quite a heavy sleeper then.
No, I think I'll just be so fatigued, I'll probably just...
Die.
Just keel over. I might just pass away.
Fair.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But no, that's all good. Getting into dad life, getting into swing of things, and yeah, just enjoying, or just looking forward to Brenda Amelia just like recognizing me as a human.
Oh, okay. Just,
like, maybe cheeky smile one day.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to happen, but yeah. What else? E46 trailer.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool, yeah.
I bought an E46 trailer, so imagine an E46 touring, E46 being the kind of early noughties
2004.
Series.
Yeah.
All right.
There or thereabouts.
There or thereabouts.
Yeah.
You can get a 99 E46. You can get a 98 E46.
I don't think you can in the touring form. You can get is a 2001, 2002.
Okay. So I have the estate version of that. So imagine like just cutting off or cutting it in half and then just having the rear of it. And that is my trailer. And it is pink and it is blue and it needs a lot of work.
It looks sore at the moment.
Very,
it
very
actually
sore.
Looks quite like one of your holy flasks.
It actually does.
It's
yeah,
very
it really
colourful.
Does. Yeah, but I think that could be my greatest purchase ever. I paid £500 for that trailer.
I would beg to disagree, but...
Whoa,
Rory, you're being very
away.
Negative.
He's so
do you know
negative.
What it is?
He's right. Jealous.
That trailer is a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit.
Do you know what it is, right? He's now, because he's looking at these Astons and they're all mint condition, and you turn up and they've got like cardboard in the footwells protecting the rugs and they're all like brand new, perfect, not a single blemish on them. He looks at everything else and just looks down on it.
Do you know
it.
What's happening?
Looks down on it.
Do you know what's happening?
He's become a snob.
No, he's become his father.
Can I... can, he's become Rod McCartney.
And I wouldn't buy something like this. You know, the blemish on it.
We'll come back next week. It's Jaguar and our 4D number plates.
Oh, yeah. He'll put 4D... Oh, we should put 4D plates on
look,
his Aston.
Look, can I just say...
on his Aston Martin.
Both your dream cars that you own...
Yeah.
...are actually... nicer and better condition than these Astons that I'm looking at.
But we built these with these metal hands.
Because we're men.
Oh, I'm
because
sorry.
We're men and we're
and
not
we like salmon rolls. Ah.
You built that Porsche so much. You've changed so much about
from
it since you've had
up,
it.
Rory, yeah. From the ground up. I have filled that tank about 4 times. Why? With my hands.
Taylor, do you know he's thinking about chickening out on these wheels, by the way?
Why? Why?
Because Taylor, there. Okay, so there is a man in Germany. Hello, South German man, who has an eBay account with what 250 odd sets of what is it?
LM
wheels.
BBS LM.
BBS LM wheels. They are so expensive.
Brand new.
How much are they?
They are. I can't believe I'm saying this. For a set of wheels for a motor vehicle.
Yes. Yeah,
a single motor vehicle. They are €5,000.
That's for nothing.
Shut your dirty, filthy mouth.
Don't be such a tight ass.
It's €5,000, man.
So what? You're at the exchange rate. It's about £1,000 now.
No, it's not. It's about £5,000. I cannot bring myself to spend £5,000 on a set of wheels.
Get your Chad over that bull. Get them wheels.
Look, I refuse.
Look, just go and buy them.
No.
Edwin spent more on wheels.
I don't care.
Yeah. I've spent more on...
What? Sausage rolls?
I've had a lot of sausage rolls in my time.
Oh, there's a story here, Rory. There's a story. Tell us about your sausage roll.
Well, basically, there was...
But yeah, they're £5,000. They are amazing. I love the wheels, but can I bring myself to spend €5,000? No.
But you'll spend...
So you're not going to do it?
I might ask him for a discount code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Auto Alex discount code, 10% off.
No, 100% off.
Okay.
100% off.
I reckon if you sold some of the shit dotted about on this site.
Who wants a trailer?
You would quite easily have £5,000. I mean.
Oh, yeah, but I like all my
there's
shit.
There's a Fiat Multipla in a bush outside.
Yeah.
That we've never driven or
does
used.
Someone want to give me €5,000 for a Multipla?
There's also. An E46 trailer, which will probably sit
there's
in the
also
bush behind
the free motorbikes that have not been touched.
The
for,
free motorbike.
Oh, Tom needs to collect his motorbike, actually.
You've also got... What else has he got?
You could get rid of that VFR
use.
And that's half your money towards your wheels.
No, I love the VFR.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because...
Nostalgia.
You've noticed that it's not actually even in this unit. It's been missing for the last 3 months.
My VFR?
Yeah.
It's there.
Damn it.
I literally just looked at it a second before you said that.
Good lord. You've also got an E46 M3 interior sat next door.
Oh, yeah, I could get rid of that.
Which
yeah.
you could sell.
Okay, so far we've got Multipla and E46 interior.
Yeah.
Someone going to give me £5,000 for that. £5,000. Anyway, I've got an E46 trailer. I'm not going to spend £5,000 on wheels because I'm not an idiot.
You won't put the wheels in the back of your E46 trailer and drive all the way over to Switzerland to pick them up and then drive all the way back again?
If I put the wheels in the trailer and drive there, then I've already got the wheels. So why would I actually put anything in the trailer and drive there?
You won't go all the way over to Switzerland, put the wheels in and then take the trailer back and then burn the thing, wheels with inside the trailer burn and then the destroy the trailer because it's a piece of shit.
Sorry, Rory's just, I think he's hallucinating.
I think he's having another aneurysm.
Well, he's not had lunch.
Yeah. I'm so hungry right now.
Hey, you know what we could do, Alex?
Yeah.
We could go and get your new wheels on Monday because we've got a free day without Rory.
We could do.
Because he's at a wedding.
Yeah, we could do.
I am at a wedding.
But not at €5,000.
Knock him down. See
just
what
do it. Just do it.
Once you... Look, you're going to complain and moan and
this
whatever.
This is daddy's money.
No, you're going to come...
Oh, today I'm going to go buy an Aston Martin. I'll just buy £5,000. You've changed, man. You've never changed.
Do you know what I'm excited for?
Yeah.
I'm excited for when he gets this Aston.
Yeah.
And then has to start buying parts for it.
It's a Ford.
But no, because I've seen some of the prices of parts for that car.
And I hope the clutch goes.
I was going to say, how much is a clutch, Rory, for that car? So just for the part.
Just for the part.
£2,000.
Oh! £100.
That's like half a set of LM wheels.
Is that for a genuine clutch?
That's for a clutch.
How much is a genuine clutch?
So if you want to go to like a bit, but there's a specialist called Bamford Rose, mm-hmm. and they do the clutch install, and then they do a little other things like a few of the slave cylinders at the time because it makes sense to do that.
Mm.
It is.
I hope everyone's sitting down for this.
£5,000.
Do you know what you can get £5,000?
Set of wheels.
A set of wheels. Well, maybe you should just get a set of wheels.
Oh, I'm fine. It doesn't seem that expensive.
Yeah. Look, once you get those wheels on and that wing that has been sitting up there for months.
Yeah, because of Taylor. He's not taking it for paint.
So he has got Big Pete with him today, actually.
You do. Can you take it?
No, because I'm going to pick up a Peugeot.
But you can put it in the boot of your car.
What, my Peugeot?
No, the wing.
Very heavy.
What, the Peugeot or you?
Same.
Wheels, too expensive, not going to get them. What else have I been up to? I paid some builders an extortionate amount of money to dig two holes and then fill those holes with concrete.
And then a dog walked on it.
And then a dog walked through the wet concrete. So 1 meter cubed holes were filled with concrete so we can finally get those that two-post lift in our unit, which is very exciting. So next couple of weeks, we will have a two-post lift.
Have you thought that
we don't actually want it there?
That footstep where it just, there's that one footstep in the concrete.
Well, the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if the dog never made it out of the concrete?
Oh, what, it sunk in? Oh, shit. Is that good for ballast?
Hang on.
That one side is quite higher than the other.
Are you in there?
Walkies!
Oh, yeah. I've just seen a bubble come out of the concrete.
Oh, shit. Okay. We'll leave it there. It's setting.
It just went in. Just thump.
That's happened. So, yeah, we'll have a two-post lift from equipment for garages very, very soon.
Mm.
And yesterday, I drove all the way to Devon in Phil to do a shoot with a man known only as Ben Collins at Stick. Ben Collins.
Mm. Okay.
And I have a little clip of him doing something with young Phil.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get to see. I can't show it to anyone because it's going to go on his channel very soon.
Okay.
But it's quite good and quite noisy.
Oh my God.
That's nice.
I didn't know Phil could actually move.
Shut up.
Do you know what?
Does it run?
That's really cool. It's very weird how similar that car sounds to an E36.
Do you know, it's so sad because it's so good to see that car running and driving. And being used and abused. And it just sits inside a unit all day, every day.
I did 350 miles in Phil yesterday.
Yeah, but the only time you ever drive
it... So noisy.
The only time you drive it is to go to...
Very important places.
When was the last time you dailied that car?
What do you mean the last time?
No, all right, when was the last time you drove that car just to drive the car?
You just went out on your own just to have some
just
fun.
To have some fun in when a car.
I don't have time.
Actually, let's remove it. When was the last time you drove a car to just drive
just
a car?
Just for fun. Not to a show. I don't have time
to just go and drive a car for fun. Also, all of my nice cars are in the unit in Reading.
You could come to Reading
and drive them. It's not that fun.
My father.
You could have a day off.
Yeah.
And you could just...
I actually can't have a day off.
You could.
No, because I have to babysit you lot.
No.
When I was on paternity, I'd phone Rory and was like, how's it going? Oh, it's all going wrong. Everything's all going wrong. I don't know how you do.
You could always make time. It's just a poor excuse. When was the last time you just went out for a drive?
Fine. Yesterday. Genuinely,
when do you think the last time you just went to drive?
Well, do you know the difference with me is I don't need to go out and just have a drive. I go to really exciting places.
Yeah, but
so
like,
I have a drive and I go to an exciting place, and that for me is good.
Right. Like you know, like mm-hmm. occasionally we'll go and take a car to a friend or something like that.
I don't have friends.
Okay.
Like sometimes I will get one of my cars out and I'll just go out for lunch in it. Or just go, like, there's a really nice cafe near me. Yeah. And I think, oh, really? I took little Pete out the other day.
Oh, did you?
Mum and eat, and I took him out for lunch.
This is what I was saying to Taylor, why he should get his own place. Because do you know how nice it is having
all your cars there.
That's one thing I do love, just being able to go, oh,
I'm gonna
there was two hours of sunshine today. I'm going to take the Spitfire out.
Mm.
And then it started pissing it down.
Oh, but when was that?
That was on the weekend.
Oh, shit.
But... It's so nice just being able to drive the cars just for the fun of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree, and I love driving the cars.
You
for the
don't
fun of
drive
it.
Your car. You yeah. need that needs to be your new like because it's
New
not
Year's resolution.
Well, by the time you probably get around to it,
okay.
Your New Year's resolution needs to be that you'll drive your cars more.
I'm looking at a whole list of shit cars because we've got a whiteboard to the left of the screen here, and it's this list of shit cars because Juicy was losing his mind. He needed like to know when the MOTs and tax were up. We got Phil, Nigel, Roger, Barney, KN, Betty, Tesla, Miles, F11, Stavros, and Vanny D. Out of those, you know, like the most exciting ones are Phil, gonna be Barney, Betty. I'm very excited just to get out in, but Betty needs a lot of work. So
when Stavros is actually like road legal and half reliable, would you want to drive that about, or does that not interest you?
As long as it's ULEZ compliant, I'll drive about.
Is that ULEZ compliant?
Probably not.
No,
probably not.
Should I don't think it.
It's not even road compliant. It's been crashed and bent so many times.
Same.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What else? There was one more thing that I wanted to discuss.
Can I just...
Oh, no, I've discussed
can
it.
Can I?
Ben Collins.
So we are... We're an hour in and we've just finished talking about what we've been up to.
But we've been very busy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I've just gone to check ULEZ to see if the Ferrari is ULEZ compliant.
Yeah.
And this is definitely dodgy. It says we do not hold details for this vehicle.
Oh, that's good.
That
means
good.
That I can get away with anything.
All right. Anyway, let's move on to daily weekend scrap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So last week I asked you, would you daily weekend scrap? It was the Aston Martin Vantage.
Yeah.
That you still haven't bought. Pussy.
Yep.
The Defender and the 330 supercharged one.
And I've wrote down three there, and it's not those three. So,
but it says Taylor's BMW 635.
No. So the options are Phil,
yeah,
Nigel, and Barney. Daily weekend scrap. I wanted to throw you off.
You're a bitch.
I had to put fake cars in the thing because these were going to be the options.
I know my answer.
I already know my answer.
Do you actually?
Instantly. Okay. Instantly.
Let's go with Taylor first then.
So I would.
We're all going to have the same answer. I'm sure of it.
I would daily Barney.
Agreed.
Yeah. I would scrap.
Think very carefully here.
I know my answer and it's not going to be his answer.
Can you predict what my answer is going to be?
If.
I would scrap Phil. I would weekend drive.
No, 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 so, no. You're taking the piss.
I would daily Barney.
Yep.
I would weekend Nigel. And
no!
Scrap
no!
But
you guys are such wrong'uns.
You have a massive emotional attachment to Phil.
Yeah.
We don't.
Whereas we didn't build Phil. You did. And he's part of your life.
But Phil is literally the most fun car in the world.
Oh, he's great fun.
Yeah. Way more fun than Nigel.
We would never know. He's never
great
out.
More fun. But when you want to go out for dinner with a nice little, you know, bird or whatever.
Or what,
then you take your Porsche out.
No, Phil.
So you're going to scrap Nigel?
I would scrap Nigel, yeah. 100%.
What about... No, okay.
Imagine standing there and watching that car.
What about if
crushed?
Nigel had £5,000 wheels and a new bonnet and a new
It literally doesn't matter.
No.
I've had Barney for a few years and Barney is my perfect car. Mm-hmm. And I've had Phil forever. You could throw any other car in and that would always be my answer.
Really?
Scrap whatever else, yeah.
A Singer.
Scrap it.
I have no
emotional attachment to those cars. For me, the emotional attachment is more than any sum of parts.
Yeah, but
or any money.
But you build an emotional attachment with a car. You haven't had the chance to build your emotional attachment.
Yeah, okay,
with
okay. But you can't replicate memories. And the memories
you
that
can't,
I've had,
but you're yet to build memories with Nigel. What about the memories that you're gonna build with Nigel?
Yeah, but the memories that I've had are something that I would never want to get rid of.
Mm.
Honestly, it would always be the same answer.
All right. Nigel.
Care. Yeah.
Barney.
Yeah.
A one-to-one replica of Phil in every single way, but it's not Phil.
So what you're saying is Phil, but remove the emotional attachment.
It's Phil, but it's every single part, every single thing is the exact
same.
So
as a car, but you have no emotional attachment.
Someone's made an exact clone of your car.
Stick with my answer.
You'd stick with...
Yeah, stick with my answer.
Stubborn bitch.
I get it from my mum. Gosh, she's stubborn. Christ. Okay, well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love all those cars. But yeah, Phil and Barney, I'm going to be buried with. Right. New car prices are rising. Rory, you've got a little, yeah, little something you want to talk about.
So me and Luke and Taylor were looking at this yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
And I just couldn't get over this. We started looking at prices for new cars recently. And go on, how much do you think?
Okay, here we go.
The starting price for a 3 Series BMW is starting price.
I was genuinely shocked.
So
at
what's
this.
The lowest, like most Boggo spec? Can you get
like a 318D?
No, I think they're like 320Is now because they don't.
Can you
they
get don't, a, can you get a 1.5 triple in a new 3 Series?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, I so think 318.
I think that's what's in a 320i. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is yeah. okay. is a 1.5.
That is their most bog one now.
Okay. Yeah. So all right. If it was any more a 3 Series. If it was any more than £32,000, I'd be very surprised.
So we're talking SE, like 320i, yeah. like T coasters for wheels.
Okay, so if I think back, I used to own...
This is the thing that has changed, though.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. If you look on new cars now, there's not that many... like. So what they seem to have done, they've removed... You know, before there was like 6 different options, 10 different options for engines, blah, yeah. blah, blah, and all that stuff. What they seem to have done to bring the manufacturing costs down is just limit your options a lot. So even a Boggo spec is not Boggo anymore.
Okay. Well, I think back to, I used to own an E36 328i Sport, and I had the original bill of sale, and that back in 1997 or so was like 36 grand or so. So that was quite top of the range.
Mm. Yeah.
So 36 grand back then. Was about right. So I would say Boggo spec for these days, for something like that, 4-door, no one cares about it, white goods, 32.
41,000.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It can't be.
Honda Civic. Boggo Honda Civic.
Boggo. Okay, so I know that the Type R a few years ago was 35 grand. Boggo Civic. Well, like a diesel or something. Or even more
Boggo. No, it's a 1 litre petrol.
Yeah. What? Okay,
the one we were looking at.
24.
No, you were right. 35 grand.
No, no. That's Type R.
Oh, sorry, sorry. No, it's 35 grand for a Boggo Civic.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
For a 1 litre.
But that's not a Type R.
A Ford Focus.
26?
28 grand.
For a Focus?
Yeah.
No, that was for a
Puma. No, the Puma was 25.
Oh.
No,
oh
the Puma is cheaper than a Focus.
I like this one the most.
Yeah.
Rory, tell him what the cheapest Dacia is. Now, a few years ago, the cheapest car in the country you could buy was a Dacia Sandero.
Was it like eight?
It was six thousand something pounds. Yeah, that was okay. The cheapest car you could buy on the market ever.
So Dacia have got rid of all of their lineup except for the Duster now.
Okay, Duster's like the four-wheel drive.
Yeah, and they have a Duster Essential.
Okay, so that's Boggo spec Duster.
Yeah.
Dacia, brand known for, you know,
cheap
economic
cars.
Driving and cars and stuff.
Literally
like
the
that.
Cheapest basic, entry into a brand new car. Yeah.
Basic good little cars that you just get from
12,995.
£19,000.
That is amazing.
What
isn't
are they
it?
Doing? Why?
This is, but the, you know what? You know what's crazy though?
Yeah.
So then we looked at this and then we were like, well, let's go on the CarWow dealer.
Well,
site.
We're not sponsored by CarWow. We just
we're just a bit addicted at the moment.
Yeah, we go on it and we have a little look. This is our dealer site.
Because this is what people are happy to accept for a trade. Well, actually, this is what they're getting offered more than trading value for. So we were looking at it and then we were looking going, so you can either get a 41 grand 3 Series. Brand new.
Yeah.
Or you could get one that's 4 years old.
So still brand new.
Yeah, still brand new.
Yeah.
I think it had like 50,000 miles on.
50?
Okay. Yeah. And they were £14,000 to £18,000.
Why would you never do that?
Why would you get a new one?
Why would it make
no sense.
Is it what the whole lease car thing finance?
Well, this is what I was starting to wonder. So with the new prices now, is the lease payment going to be getting so high that people just won't actually be able to even afford lease cars now?
Or are the lease payments so low that people are tempted into it?
Possibly.
Well, to be fair, I was looking at it. So the Dacia Duster, that car that was 19 grand, you can get that for 120 quid a month.
That
it's
is
not.
For nothing.
So then manufacturers can say, oh yeah, it's going to be a £30,000 car.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're spending 130 quid a month, it doesn't matter how expensive it is, does it? You can still afford it.
But then this is the problem I'm seeing though, because the used car market is crashing at the moment.
It is really
I think they're not really trying to advertise it, but it is crashing.
So expensive cars are getting more expensive and used cars are
getting
plummeting,
cheaper, yeah.
Which only will add to one thing, which is
Brexit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But no, it will add to the fact that you'll have these lease car prices that they would have expected a car to be worth X amount when it's finished.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like going, oh, the 3-year deal's up or 4 years deal's up. Car's actually worth $5,000 less. Oh, so you're going to end up with all of these banks and everything with like massive amounts of debt.
They need to get real. But it's good for us though.
Yeah.
Because we can buy brand new cars cheaply.
Well, I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's a buyer's market because used cars are so low. Stuff is struggling to sell and it is selling cheap.
Yeah.
But
especially
cars,
on auctions. Oh my God, auctions.
Yeah, auctions
so,
are really good.
Just to go back to the Aston Martin that Will bought from Bonham's auction right in front of me.
Yeah.
That,
oh, that was good. That was such a power move.
But that sold end of last year for £32,000.
So that's someone has literally lost 10 grand.
Yeah.
Oh, no more because of the auction fees. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it's only done, I think, 3,000 miles in that time.
Oh,
that is mad.
I can't wait for you to sell it and lose loads of money.
No, but it can't go any lower.
I'll give you 10 grand for it.
It can't
next,
go sorry, any lower.
I'll as, give you 10 grand for it next
No.
Time.
As a result of this, there's a few cars recently that have really caught my eye that I'm like, oh.
If you're going to say any white goods, I'm going to be
fine. No, there's a few cars that I'm like, I really want to buy one of those.
I know. He likes this as well. I know.
One of which,
yeah,
Mercedes C63 AMG.
Okay.
So, you know, actually last week, I was also looking at Facebook Marketplace at C63 AMG.
They've come down.
Estates.
£10,000 to £15,000.
It's mad.
We'll get you a Mercedes C63 6.2 litre V8. Not only that, E46 M3s and E39 M5s have both dropped in value
recently.
Don't say
that. Don't say that.
Both of them are cheap.
M3. How much? What's cheap?
Like $10,000. 10,
wow.
10 to
wow.
15 for a nice
one. Engines were selling for $8,000.
Jeez.
It's mad.
Yeah.
It is mad.
I think I've just invested a lot of money at the wrong time.
Yeah, I think you have.
Yeah, well done me.
But it's weird because there's some stuff that's gone up and is worth more. So Japanese cars, JDM imports are worth more money at the moment. They're selling really strong. The 8 series, for some reason, they're selling for strong money at the moment. Like, I've noticed a few of them up for sale for like a high price.
You could get these like five years ago. These were
These are the same price, if not slightly more, than when E46 M3s a little while ago were worth a fortune. Mm. These still seem to still be worth a good amount of money, which is weird.
It's like this £1,500 one behind
me.
Yeah,
but I would have thought these would have dropped with E46 M3s and M5s, but they're still up there.
Which BMW did you see, Taylor, that you quite like the look of, that's coming down in value?
F10 M5.
Oh. No.
What?
It's a hybrid.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So ever since these came out, I've always fancied one. I love the way they look. I think they're really cool.
If you say i8, I'm going to be fuming.
i8.
Oh, the last time I looked, they were down to 35.
So I found one on Carwell. Again, we're not sponsored by Carwell.
We just, should be.
We just look.
Be, yeah.
25,000.
Wow. 25 grand for an i8.
And that was... And that was... Like, all right. I think if you barge, you get down a bit.
Supercar.
I don't think you can call it a supercar because it's got a 3-cylinder engine.
It has, but it has got scissor doors.
It looks like a supercar, but is it a supercar? I can't stretch for that.
I would love to get one and modify it. I think they're really cool cars.
Put an engine in it? Proper
no,
one.
No. I like the engine/hybrid idea because it'd be cool. Imagine daily in an i8.
I was on the UK launch of that car and we were in Scotland. And I remember we had to get back to the airport. I don't know where it was, Edinburgh or so. And we were very, very far away. And we made up so much ground.
Did you do quite a lot of speed?
Oh,
hypothetically, like, would you have done a lot of speeding?
All of the speeding.
Yeah.
What did you do? Just dump an i8 at the airport?
Yeah. We literally landed in, flew into Edinburgh. All the cars were there waiting for us. We literally just picked our car and then we drove to the Scottish Highlands, you know, where James Bond did his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were like, oh shit, look at the time, we better get back. And then BMW were like, where are you guys? We're like, we're about 60 miles away. Better get your asses here. And we did very, very quickly.
What? So this was a big group of i8s that were...
Yeah, it was.
We're
yeah.
all hammering it
all
back.
Racing back to that airport. It was fantastic.
That must have been quite good.
Oh, yeah. But no, it was a fantastic car. Yeah.
I'm hoping they come down a bit more. Because I'd love to own one of those at some point.
Imagine one of those with a tow bar.
That'd be... Yeah, that'd be...
You could tow my E46 trailer.
Oh,
that'd be dreamy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I could do an i8 trailer. I could get another one and cut it in half.
You could do, yeah.
But yeah, one of those I'd love to get. C63, I would love to get at some point.
Yeah.
Still would love a B7 RS4. They're still a little bit up. They're a bit older. They've held their value quite well. But they are still attainable, let's say.
Fantastic.
Porsche 939 Nevin's still not here. We're still waiting for those to plummet.
Yeah.
When they plummet, I'm going to nab one. Get in there, nab it.
Go on, Sasha.
Have a bit of
it. Go on. Right, we're going to move this podcast on very quickly to the last section, which is 20 questions, Rory.
Yes, I've got it.
You have got it?
I've got it.
Is it a good one? Is it European?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it Italian?
No.
German?
No.
Spanish?
No.
British?
Yes.
Hold on a second. British?
Yes. That's no, I don't
you
know.
Can't cut that.
No, I'm counting.
No, shut your mouth. Right, it's British. Okay. Is it, does the manufacturer still exist?
No.
Is it a Triumph?
No.
Is it a Rover?
No.
Is it a sports car?
Yes.
See, Muddy Waters here. Could be a supercar. He doesn't know the difference.
Spitfire's a supercar.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
Everyone
knows that. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a sports car. A British sports car. What about like Austin or something? Could it be like an Austin Healy, are they?
Is it an Austin?
No.
Bitch. So it's not, the manufacturer doesn't exist. What manufacturer, British manufacturers don't exist anymore?
Is it pre-2000s?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't exist. Very likely.
Yes.
Right, let's you and I have a conflab. British sports car manufacturer that does not exist.
I can even tell you where it was from if you want, because I just know that you're not going to get this.
All right, where's it from?
West Brom.
So TVR Triumph.
Triumph exists.
Do you think it could be a TVR? Where were they created?
I don't think you guys actually will know this.
Well, then why are you trying to do us dirty like this, man?
You might do. I think he probably will.
Hmm. What, are you saying I'm dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I'm saying that you don't like classic cars.
Fair. Right, Taylor, it's all on you. Is it? No, I'm out.
MG is still going.
Yeah. Barely. Is it a TVR?
No.
Is it pre-1970s?
Yes.
Oh, it's old, really old. Could be as old as me.
You should know, because you're really
I should
old.
Do, yeah. Maybe I built it. Is it made out of wood?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it an Alvis?
No. I'm going to wait till you get to the last one, and then I'm going to give you a big hint, and if you don't know it, then you probably won't know it.
Is it red?
No.
Stop asking stupid questions, you plum.
Alex just needs the loo, so he's trying to hurry.
I don't really need
the loo. Oh, is that why you're hurrying up?
Yeah.
Is it?
You've got 3 questions left.
Is it I'm trying to think of some British sports car manufacturers.
Is it?
It's not. I've had a bit of a mind blank.
Blue. It has to be blue.
No.
Is it? Did we say Austin?
Is it an Austin?
No.
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 All right. Here you go. You got one question left.
One question left.
Okay. So.
Here we go.
It was designed by an American car designer.
Yeah.
/ racing driver.
Designed by a racing.
Mr. Shelby.
AC Ace.
Is that your final answer?
Is it an AC Ace?
No. It's a Sunbeam Tiger.
Like a Sunbeam Tiger. Why didn't I think of that?
I do know that car.
I was going to say.
Do you actually?
Say a Jensen Interceptor.
Yeah. And with that, we failed. Rory, have a fantastic wedding on Monday. Hope you have a lovely time. Send my warmest regards to the happy couple.
I will do.
No, but genuinely, Benji, hope you have an average day. No, have a wonderful wedding, Benji. And looking forward to seeing you guys. And from us, thank you very much for listening with your ear holes and watching with your eye holes. Thank you very much to Holy for being a fantastic partner of ours. And whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. I need a wee, and I'm going to go right now. Goodbye!
Bye!
I'm going to go and buy a 205 GTR.
Oh, shit.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.